ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गॉडली मॉर्निंग। टुडे इज अ स्पेशल डे, द डे ऑफ लव, द डे ऑफ रेस्पेक्ट, the day of relationship, the day of harmony, happiness and awareness of what is the meaning of God, my mother, a father, or is it godly qualities in a mother that gives the awareness, make us awareness of how our life should be. Sustenance, guidance, support, natural teachings, upliftment, vision. It's in the relationship of the mother with the children and the children's relationship with mother. Today we are going to offer bhog with this consciousness of what is really the power of is that God is also praised as Svastumev Matascha Pita Tvamev. You are my mother, you are my father. And mama practically demonstrated or gave the inspiration or understanding and experience of what it is, the real relationship, what is the power of relationship with God, relationship with each other. Power of love, the power of faith. In natural life, virtues, when we have been hearing mama's speciality, but what I myself experienced, I would like to share this. I met mama in 58. I was born spiritually through Brahma Baba and met Mama straight after 1 year. I was still studying and used to come at the center directly from college. At that time, one book was written by Jagdish Bhai. Before printing, he gave to Mama to look, check if there is any addition needed, changes needed, or Mama wants to share. Means total it was just like checking before being printed. It was written by hand. So Mama asked me that when you have time, can you come and read it to me, because it's Hindi writing and handwriting was there. I was very happy that I am going to have this opportunity to be so close to Mama. So whenever Mama asked me to come, I made the time to come. Also sometime directly from college or sometime whenever time she has given. And after reading some paragraphs, Mama heard it. And after that she would share what is actually the depth in this knowledge. It was actually, book was written from Baba's worldly selection, topic-wise. And it helped me to understand Baba's knowledge, how Mama goes so deep and with so much clarity and inspiration is in Baba's versions. After a few days, I used to come in the class every day. One day Mama said, one of the sisters from the center, she conducts class in some center, and she cannot go today. You will go, can you go and give class there? And I said, Mama, what? I never conducted the class. And she said, okay, first time is always something to start. So today you can start with this. And I said, what will I teach? What will I conduct? She says, you have been listening, reading this book for me. And I said, yeah, Mama, that is very helpful to understand that. And Mama said, do you understand it? Yes, you like it? I said, yes, of course. But I said, best thing is when you share afterwards the significance of this. It's very useful, beneficial. And with great love, she looks. In her drishti was like a trust, faith. She says, if something is, you understand it, and you like it, and it is beneficial for the life, then what is the problem sharing with others? Something which is beneficial for you would be beneficial for others as well. So in these words was trust, love, encouragement, creating a new consciousness in myself. If Mama is saying it must be a power in it, so I went, conducted class, shared what actually I had experienced these in few days of hearing. They liked it and they said, Mama, next time also you send Sudesh. And so automatically it is just like if someone does not know to swim and one is taught to swim, put it in the water. And of course, then she would ask, was it any difficulty or what? So it was Mama's inspiration that what I understand, I could speak, and that opened my eyes. Also created courage in me and made me understand how Mama, with so much clarity, simple way, but very clearly she explains. Then second, my personal experience with Mama is that Mama came second time and she conducted the class. She invited Kumaris class in order to meet Kumaris of at that area. So about 45 Kumaris were there from different cities around surrounding Delhi. So Mama told, what is actually the joy of life when we serve others and we share with others what Baba gives us? Blessings are received, yoga increases, and we are able to pay attention what we are giving to others. It's natural benefit for ourselves and benefit for others. And God is also pleased that we are, what we are having, we are giving it to others. And then gradually she increased, continued and says that who will surrender or offer her life to Mother Kali. I thought it's an invitation. And so I stood, gave my hand in Mama's hand, and Mama embraced me. That moment was that, yes, it's like my new birth and old is finished. I died. This is what it is meaning, die alive. The joy of this experience. My mother had also come at that time, in that class. And when I went home, she said, "But how could you just surrender and say that now I surrender myself." I don't remember the word, but I stood and gave my, and I said, "I died." My mother said, "But you cannot live at the center, because your father has to be angry." And at that time, it was very important that you have the, not only verbally permission, written permission that yes, we give permission our daughter or sister, whoever was the guardian, should give the letter. So my mother said, "Your father would not be so quickly giving you a letter. And why didn't you ask before?" Suddenly I said, because the feeling was dying alive, I said, "The death doesn't ask permission." So death came suddenly. It didn't ask permission. And I just died. So joy of belonging to Baba. And I told Mama that it is my, I have not told my father, but my mother says that it is not be so quickly, he would not give letter. And Mama said, "If you have honest yoga with Baba and you have this wish that you want to live at the center, then Baba will touch him. But you have to have purposely yoga with Baba." So at that time, it was the month of October. From childhood we have seen, it is called Ram Leela, the story of Ramayana enacted in a theatre form. And so every year we used to go. My brothers and sisters said, "Let us go now, Rama. This Ram Leela just started. 15 days it used to be before Dashera." I said, "No, I have my work, something to do. I will not go." So I will go up, because in India opens a place. See, and I studied, meditated for 15 days with this consciousness. My father also started coming in Mama's class Sunday. How he came, he came in a program and he liked it and he started coming then, Sunday, Mama's day class. And it was announced that Mama is going to be visiting some places on tour. If Kumariya want to go with her, are invited. And my father said, "Do you want to go? It would be visiting different places." And I said, "But you need to give me letter." He said, "Oh, that's okay, I can give you writing." So it was practical what Mama, Kamdhenu, the one who fulfilled the wish, and said, but some reason this program changed. But this was, I think, such a wonderful opportunity to get his permission. But now Mama is not going, I did not go. Then, one time, it's the same season, my auntie had opened a center, and Mama asked my father, "Can Suresh go to help Prakash, my auntie, my mother's sister, because her health is not good, and she wants somebody to help her." My father happily said, "Yes, it's okay, she can go and help her." So I went, and at the same time, see, Mama lived at that time, few months in Delhi. She invited me as well, as others, Kumaris and teachers were coming. And I said, "Mama, I don't want to live at the center." She says, "Why?" I said, "These people, those who come in this class," because my auntie had to go in hospital for some days, and I had to handle it. And I couldn't understand the language of the story of the family situation or what is happening with mother-in-law or with father-in-law or sister-in-law. It was strange things for me because I had not experienced that kind of thing. And I said, Mama, they are like my grandmother, grandfather, so much age difference. And I don't understand. And if I cannot serve them, what is the purpose of living? Mama said, Sudesh, oh, you are body conscious. I say, what is body conscious? Mama, what is... I just share what I cannot do. Mama says, no, that's okay, you cannot share. But body conscious is that you are looking at yourself with the age of body. And is your age, you the soul, is age, this age, or the soul is actually eternal and immortal. It does not have age. See, Mama is also, if you think I am Kumari, nahin, but you are Brahma Kumari, and you are giving the knowledge what Baba is giving. And so then, and also, Mama was also at the same age, and Baba gave this responsibility, and Mama really felt that she has to sustain. She likes it. And you said that now you belong to Baba and Baba belongs to you, and all relationships are with Baba. So not only just the teacher, but teacher's role is also to play, give the sustenance like a mother. And if you have this consciousness, you will forget this of the age of the body. And when someone asks the questions or anything, for 1 second, instantly remember Baba, and Baba will touch you what they need. And if you cannot explain, then tell that Baba, certainly Baba knows what the situation you are going through, and Baba will tell in the Murli tomorrow. And when you will read the Murli, answer will be there. So she gave the yuktis and how not to be embarrassed, but have confidence that Baba is the teacher and he will certainly teach and he can touch me, and what he touch me, I give this. So some simple method, but very practical. So then when I came back, actually in between was the story, when I came after a few days from my auntie's place to visit, to get my clothes also, so my younger brother cried, oh, where are you going? He thought I am going, as I was really going to stay longer. And he came until the center, and Mama with so much love, help, how Mama helped me at every step. She explained to him, yes, you can also go and stay with your auntie. It is, for me it was auntie's home, and Mama says, yes, you can also go and stay with your auntie and stay with your sister. Your auntie would be happy. So my brother cooled down, and it means it was how she took the, prepared my brother as well as my father. My mother anyway wanted and helped me. So, and then when I was at the center, certainly my other brother was very concerned. And Mama said, if anyone you feel is the bondage, creating any bondage, that I said, Mama, I think he is not happy, the other brother. Mama said, same method is, you think of him and tell Baba. He will give power to him as well to accept. Mama's personal stage was so powerful. And her own study, every day's godly life, Brahmin life, student life. And she was the goddess Saraswati, but how she paid attention on herself. She used to get up in the morning, when this was also whenever she came at main center at Rajouri Garden, It was my place where I used to go, and now I was living in Rajouri Garden in Delhi. So she would walk in the morning. It was lawn next in our center. Walked in the morning and then meditate. After meditation, she would read, this after Amrit Vela, she would read notes that Baba used to send from Madhuban. Generally, Murli, it was not so easy to reach, get because of the post, and we did not have any printing press to print immediately. It was carbon copy we used to get. And you can get only 3-4 copies. And value of the Murli, it was so much that one copy for 50 students, group by group we will read. And that Murli we will read after 3 months, because it's whenever this group has a turn and made read together. So this was very powerful also. Though we were not getting Murli every day like now in our phone printed, this was difficult to get the Murli, and used to be, okay, let a group together and read together. That was also a value for the Murli. We used to keep in a plastic so that no drop of water goes in it. So, but Baba would send Mama notes. Miss Nirmal Shantamani Dadi used to write notes, and Baba would send this notes from Madhuban with Bhuri Dadi. She used to go to buy vegetables down Abu Road. So sent by late fees paid, and the Murli will reach third day, notes will. So that is what Mama used to read in the morning after Amrit Vela. And after class, she would conduct class. After that, breakfast and post. And this was my wonderful opportunity to be Mama's secretary for a few days. Wonderful experience of that. The maturity of Mama, with how much love she would answer the letters. Some would write their life story, some would write their problems. And one thing I asked Mama, this person wrote a story about his situations. And when you see him now, he didn't ask about how he was going on. Mama says, why should I remind that what has been not made before good? Baba gives the power to him to forget, and we also not keep the same vision. What was day before yesterday, he might would have changed. So keeping the heart clean and clear. So Mama's maturity, that she kept her heart so pure and powerful. Not a question of even not asking this, so I learned this, that how she merged everything and kept the same vision, same love. One another story, how she handled with love and respect. One brother used to come. He wanted to come, his wife did not like that he comes. So when he was there at the center, he will took his foot, slippers away, shoes away, and said, proof that you went there. And certainly he used to come. She came at the center. Mama was conducting the class, and she shouted very loudly, why don't you tell him not to come? Mama said, Mataji, just come here. And with great love he said, Mataji, koi baat nahi. It is decision of the students. If somebody comes in God's home, we cannot say no. But if you want, what he's studying, you should come and see. It's something beneficial for you, beneficial for family. The way Mama, with confidence and respect, spoke to this woman, she became calm had started coming. This was the magic of love, the magic of good wishes. Mama's personal stage. Yeah, one another story, that when she was there, certainly people will come to meet her. One evening somebody came late, about 8:39, and I had seen Mama full day busy. I said to that brother, "Brother, can you come tomorrow? Today was very busy day, and now she should perhaps might be, I said, tired." And he went. Next day he came again. I told Mama, "Mama, last yesterday he also came and I said he can come today. He came late again." He says, "Did you ask him what was the reason that he came this time? Maybe it was some problem he had to share. Maybe some urgent task." And she says, "If someone is thirsty and came and you tell him, tomorrow you can come and drink water, what would be the feeling of that? That someone needs help. Mama is always available." So this was what, that approachable, available and yet we were very careful that we don't take extra time for Mama. So is that is ever ready to serve whenever anyone needs. When Mama was the last few months or year, few months before she left the body, she was in hospital and doctor came. So he was a new doctor, has not been in this department before. In this, he did not know a patient. He checked the chart, and at that time her assistant who used to look after her, Mama got ready and was reading Murli in sitting. And when he looked at the chart, he came and asked Jamna Dadi, the assistant of this, "Did you sleep properly? Was there any kind of pain?" And she says, "I am not patient, she is the patient." So, because of Mama's this naturally cheerful face, sitting this like not like a patient, so her face was sparkling, powerful. Even the last day when Mama left the body, in Madhuban, Baba said, "Today Mama will give grapes." It was the first time that we were getting the grapes from the vine in the garden. Now where Baba's hut, there was this grape vine, and big, like a plum, big size of grapes were there. So Mama gave these grapes to all those who were present. And very powerful drishti with a smile. 2 o'clock we have all this came turn by turn, and Mama gave grapes to us. At 4 o'clock she left the body. So even at the last moment also was the same power, the same enthusiasm, the same love for this, the embodiment of following Baba's Shrimad, Baba's knowledge. Before, in the morning, Madhuban, when her health was okay, every day she would come first. For 15 minutes she would conduct class. And then Baba came. She would, when Baba is speaking, all the time her face was like this, following Baba's footstep. "Hanji Baba, yes Baba." So her obedient, faithful and deep love for Baba, many practical examples. where we learned from Mama. Om Shanti.